With the NHL taking 2 weeks off for the Olympics, I still wanted to talk hockey. And on my Press Box podcast today, we'll talk about the Missouri Mavericks, a minor league team in its first season in independence. Joining me, the director of broadcasting and the voice of the Missouri Mavericks, Bob Renison. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bill. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. Let's talk about the team first. The Mavs, if I'm not mistaken, are in the midst of a four-game winning streak, and the team is one game above 500. That's impressive for a new team.
It's very good for a new team, and the Mavericks are chasing the Tulsa Oilers and the Mississippi River Kings, also the Bossier Shreveport Mudbugs, for the final playoff spot in the Northern Conference of the Central Hockey League. Tonight, the Mavericks have a home game against Tulsa, and if the Mavericks are able to pull off a victory within regulation time, 60 minutes, then they would move into a tie for that fifth and final playoff spot. So things are going extremely well. We've gathered a lot of attention here in eastern Jackson County and throughout the Kansas City area. The Mavericks won in Tulsa a couple of nights ago, and, well, this is, a two-game series that they conclude tonight. A big win in Wichita on Saturday. They are, at this point, 8-0 against the Wichita Thunder during the season, and things are looking extremely well for the Mavericks.
Well, tell me a little bit about you've played about 50 games or so. How many games are left in the season? I know we're getting down to crunch time here as you get ready for the playoffs.
15 games remaining in the season. Home games, I'm taking a look at counting them as I go. Home games tonight and after this evening, 8 home games, 7 away after this evening's contest.
So there's still plenty of time for fans who haven't had a chance to experience the Missouri Mavericks to get out to independence. Tell me a little bit about the league that the Mavericks are in.
The Central Hockey League is a AA hockey league. It's a developmental league. Some teams are affiliated with NHL teams. There are two conferences. There's the Northern Conference, which the Mavericks are in. That is a 7-team conference. And then the Southern Conference has 7 teams in Texas, plus the Arizona Sun Dogs. The Mavericks, an unaffiliated team, and the Mavericks tonight are playing a conference team. The Tulsa Oilers, after tonight's game, they head south. They still have a few games remaining with teams from the Southern Conference, but it's a situation where the top 5 teams in each conference make the playoffs. Teams 4 and 5 have a best-of-3 play-in round, and after that, it goes 1 versus 4 and 2 versus 3 in best-of-7 rounds and best-of-7 all the way up to the President's Cup Championship.
Well, we're going to talk about that beautiful arena that you play in, the Independence Event Center. We're talking with Bob Renison. He's the director of broadcasting for the Missouri Mavericks, a new minor league hockey team that was formed this season. What has the public support been like here in this first season?
Oh, fantastic. The Mavericks averaging over 4,800 fans per game. All of the Saturdays have been sold out. Some of the Fridays have, too. The New Year's Eve game was sold out, and new season ticket sales went on sale on Monday and immediately got 50 deposits for new season seats. People who are current season seat holders have been asking all season long, how do I get signed up for next season? And something occurred with the Mavericks that you rarely see in any form of entertainment when the ticket prices were announced for next season, for season seats. The price of the season seats actually went down from the initial campaign. That's something, obviously, that you never see anywhere, not only in sports but other forms of entertainment.
Well, and you know, and we talked about how well the team is doing this year. I'm sure it certainly helps when fans go out to check this out. And it is, at least in the first year of a team, and when you think of teams that join a league, you think more novelty because they're going to suffer and they're not going to win. But this team has jumped off to a pretty good start, 12-9-2 at home, so you have a winning record at home. So not only are the fans going to check this out, hey, what is this about? But they're also seeing some pretty good hockey, which, you know, normally takes a couple of years to get rolling.
Fantastic hockey. Jeff Christian leads the team in scoring. He has been out due to an illness in the family. Nick Sirota, who is a first-year player, is second in the scoring among rookies in the Central Hockey League at this point in the season. We also have Bill Vandermeer. He currently is on the IR. but he led the Oklahoma City Blazers in scoring in the Central League last season. Jeff Christian, who I mentioned the last 2 years, was the leading scorer for the Tulsa Oilers. And then recently, the Mavericks acquired a goaltender, Charlie Effinger, who is from the St. Louis area. Charlie Effinger in goal for the Missouri Mavericks has not lost since being signed by the Mavericks. He comes to us from the Allen Americans. He was caught up in a numbers game since the Allen Americans are affiliated with the Dallas Stars. And so that enabled him to be released by the Americans, or that created a situation where he was released by the Allen Americans and wound up playing for the Missouri Mavericks. And when the Americans waived him, they asked him which franchise in the league he would most want to go to. And he chose to go to the Missouri Mavericks. He had played here against the Missouri Mavericks, saw the fan support, and was just absolutely amazed. And he liked the building. It's very similar to the one they play in Allen, Texas. And his first choice, his only choice, was to come and play for the Missouri Mavericks. And he is one of three players from the St. Louis area on the Mavericks team.
Let's talk about the Independence Event Center. And as you've driven along I-70 and you get close to Kansas City, or as you're coming out of the city, you'll see this beautiful building just off the interstate. It looks like a very intimate arena. It looks like all the seats are very close to the ice and to the action.
Yeah, they are. There are the rows. There are no rows more than 17 away from the ice. 17 rows away from the ice is as far as you can get from the ice surface. There are no obstructions. There are just 5,800 seats in the building. Every seat has the perfect angle to watch hockey or other events going on. It's just an outstanding setting, and the parking is free.
Oh, that's an added bonus. We're talking with Bob Renison, the director of broadcasting for the Missouri Mavericks minor league hockey team. So when fans go to the game, they're going to see a good hockey game. They're going to sit in a great seat. They're going to be close to the action. What else can they expect from a fan experience standpoint while they're there?
People are entertained from the time they enter the building until the time they leave the building. Craig Morency, the director of fan experience, has done a fantastic job providing numerous things that go on, and each night it's a different thing. For instance, we have dollar hot dogs for two of the remaining games coming up. We also have great deals on tickets through Price Chopper, where people can get $18 tickets for the price of one every Tuesday. We have Thirsty Thursdays, where people are offered beverages for $2 from 6 until 7 o'clock. And then once the game starts, you never know what to expect at this level of hockey. You do know you're going to get a fantastic game. Occasionally, players have dropped the gloves on two occasions, 3 seconds into the opening period. Sometimes there are no fisticuffs. A lot of scoring takes place, and when the Mavericks score 6 goals in a game, well, Backyard Burger, one of our sponsors, supplies free hamburgers or cheeseburgers for the next 24 hours afterwards. So people are starting to chant, "We want burgers, we want burgers."
That's good. And
it's,
you know,
just an amazing experience.
I had a buddy that I knew who played minor league hockey, and he said, you know what, if you want to get yourself noticed, you cannot be afraid to drop the gloves. And it sounds like some of these guys are making a name for themselves. Well, that's good. People enjoy it. It's a part of the game, and certainly gets the crowd into it. All right, so there's about 8 games left. If people want to check this out, and you should if you live in the area, or even if you're a couple of hours away, I mean, not to knock the St. Louis Blues, but you're going to spend a boatload of money to get tickets. This is a great way to bring your family and check out hockey and be up close, and you're not sitting up in the upper deck. Fans want to check this out. How can they get tickets?
They can call the Mavericks office at 816-252-7825. And if you have groups of 12 or more, it takes just 12 people to make a group, and you get significant savings on groups if you come with a group of 12 or more. But to get those savings, call that number, 816-252-7825. And at the box office or through GetTix is where you get groups or tickets, individual game tickets. And for GetTix, their number is 866-443-8849. But if you do call the other number, that's 816-252-PUCK-7825, we can give you all the information on GetTix plus all of our fantastic offers that we have for fans coming out. One note, though, if you plan to come to a Friday or Saturday game, it's best to call as soon as you know which game you're going to attend, because we get numerous phone calls on Saturday after we have already had the building sold out for a while, people asking if they can get tickets for the game, and unfortunately we have to turn people away. It has become that popular in the Kansas City area.
Well, it's a nice problem to have. There's no doubt about that. We'll also link the website and have those phone numbers for Missouri Mavericks Hockey at MissouriNet.com. Bob Renison, the voice of the Missouri Mavericks, thanks a lot for your time. It sounds like you guys are having a great season. 15 games to go, and you might even make the playoffs. That's incredible. I wish you guys the best of luck.
Bill, thanks for having me. I enjoyed being on the program. It's always a pleasure.
And I'm actually going to be heading up there in a couple weeks. I'm going to check one of these games out, and I'm a big hockey fan since I've been a little kid, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, and be sure and come up to the booth and say hello.
Yeah, that's right. I'll do some color commentary for you. How about that?
Looking forward to it, Bill.
Bob Renison, thanks a lot for your time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, Bill.